Section 8. Traffic signs and signals. You must be able to recognize and obey traffic signs and signals. The U.S. is currently converting to an international style, which uses pictures and symbols rather than words. This change will be gradual. New designs will be accompanied by word messages until the public is familiar with them. Standard shapes and colors. Signs have 8 standard shapes and 8 standard colors. Each one has a specific meaning. Red. Stop or prohibition. If you see red on a traffic device, stop. Green. Directional guidance and permitted movement. Yellow. General warning. Blue. Motorist services guidance. Black. Regulation. White. Regulation. Orange. Construction or maintenance warning. Brown. Public recreation and scenic guidance. Octagon. Exclusively for stop signs. Horizontal rectangle. Usually for guide signs. Equilateral triangle. Exclusively for yield signs. Pennant. Warning of NO passing ZONE ahead. Diamond. Exclusively to warn of existing or possible hazard on or adjacent to roadway. Vertical rectangle. Usually used for regulatory signs, such as speed limits. Pentagon. School crossing signs and warning of school zones ahead. Round. Warning of railroad crossing ahead. Traffic signal lights. A solid red light means you must make a complete stop and remain stopped until the light turns green. Exception. You may turn right while the light is red. But first, you must stop completely, and you must yield to other traffic and pedestrians. You may not turn on red if a sign prohibits you, and you must stop first. Only yielding before turning is not enough, and is illegal. A solid yellow light means the light will soon turn red. Slow down and prepare to stop. If a green light turns yellow as you are approaching, slow down and prepare to stop. A solid green light means you may go if it is safe to do so. You must yield to any pedestrians and to any traffic already in the intersection. Exception. If you are turning left, the solid green light means you must yield to oncoming traffic. A green arrow means you may turn in the direction of the arrow if you are in the proper lane. Oncoming traffic will have a red light when your turn arrow is green, giving you a protected turn. A yellow flashing arrow means you may turn in the direction of the arrow if you are in the proper lane. You must yield to oncoming traffic. Oncoming traffic will have a green light when your turn arrow is flashing, so you do not have a protected turn. A yellow solid arrow is the same as a solid yellow light. It indicates that the light is about to change to red. Slow down and prepare to stop. Some traffic signals direct a traffic lane, or two side-by-side lanes, from which you may travel straight or turn left. All guidelines for yielding to traffic and pedestrians still apply. Red light. You must stop. You may not turn left, and you may not continue straight. Green arrow. You may turn left from turn lane and red light. You may not continue straight through the intersection. You must stop and wait. Green arrow. You may turn left from turn lane and green light. You may continue straight through the intersection. Yellow arrow. Use caution. The signal is transitioning from a green arrow, protected turn, to an unprotected turn or to a red light. Green light. You may travel straight. You may turn left only if the way is clear. This is an unprotected turn, and you must yield to oncoming traffic. Yellow light. Use caution. The signal is transitioning from green to red. Slow down and prepare to stop. A flashing red light means you must stop completely and proceed with caution, following the rules for yielding right-of-way at intersections. A flashing yellow light means you must slow down and exercise caution. Lane direction control. Some traffic lanes are marked by signals that indicate which lanes are available for use. For example, in the image below, the far right lane is closed. The far left and middle lanes are open. When signals like these are in use, you may travel only in a lane marked by a green light. Never travel in a lane marked with a red light. Traffic officers. Traffic signs and signals help control the movement of traffic and prevent accidents. You should always follow them unless an officer is directing traffic. If officers are directing traffic, you must follow their directions. An officer will usually signal you to stop by holding up one hand, palm toward you, and then giving a long blast on the whistle. The officer will usually signal you to start or to continue by motioning with one hand and giving a series of short blasts on the whistle. At night, an officer may signal with a flashlight. Pedestrian crossing. There are signs mean pedestrians may leave the curb and cross the street. There are signs mean pedestrians may not leave the curb. If the sign is flashing, pedestrians must not leave the curb. Pedestrians should continue if they started to cross before the sign changed to flashing. Regulatory signs. Note: the list of regulatory signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Warning signs. Note: the list of warning signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Guide signs. Note: the list of guide signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org.